First case, please.
Case number 10,484, Marlon Webb, east of Bald Eagle Road, south of First Street, being lots 61 through 64 within Bay Vista Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Jim Griffin, and I live at 18543 Foxfield Lane in Lewis, Delaware, 19958. And with me is the applicant, Marilyn Webb, who lives at 18494 Foxfield Lane. She's my neighbor and friend, and I'm here to help her present her case. I'd like to just give a few introductory remarks.
Mr. Griffin, is she going to testify this
evening? Yes.
Could we swear her in first,
yes,
please? You'll come forward, ma'am. Just if you would, give us your full name and address for the record.
Marilyn S. Webb, 18494 Foxfield Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The lots 61 through 64 are in Bay Vista, and I'm almost certain that the board has considered other variances in Bay Vista. When it was originally laid out many years ago, it was laid out in 25-foot lots. Although I'm not certain about it, at least the history I've heard is that it was laid out in narrow lots like that, and the idea was possibly to make it available for rental space for mobile homes. But over the years, the 25-foot lots got combined, sometimes into multiples of two or three. Mrs. Webb and her husband, her late husband, bought these four 25-foot lots in the 1970s. And they built two houses pretty much on the center of each of those two lots. And they've kept those homes and used them as rental properties for the past 30-plus years. She has made a request recently through the Planning and Zoning Office to subdivide these four lots so that each house would sit on a defined two-lot segment of 50 feet in order to... For Mr. Lank to process that request, she had to get a survey. And, of course, the survey is before you, and it showed that on the east side of both of these houses, I think it was lot 62 and lot 64, there's 9.1 feet between the house and the side lot line. There's been no alteration of the east side of these two houses from the time the homes were built back in the 1970s. She would like to have these variances granted so we can have the Planning and Zoning Office properly subdivide these two lots. It's all taxed right now all as one tax parcel number, mm-hmm, but the subdivision would create two separate tax parcel numbers. The front setbacks on these two homes conform to the average on that street, on that side of the street. She's asking for variances. Basically, it's 9/10 of a foot or 10.8 inches for lot 62 and lot 64, and the application she filed did address both of those. I'd like to just address the standards of section 115.211B, which are the five standards for granting a variance, and then I'll ask her a couple of questions. First, that there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, shallowness, narrowness. It's our thought that the unique physical circumstance here is due to the narrowness of these properties, and that this variance is coming about because of that condition. On the second standard, it says that there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity, and therefore the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. In fact, these two houses have been there for more than 30 years, so it's not a question of developing. In order for her to make these two houses comply on the side yard setback on that side, she would have to go to the extreme measure of either demolishing the houses or almost demolishing them to take roughly 10.8 inches off the side of each. And given the age of the homes, the cost of doing that would pretty much be major in terms of the total value of the homes. Number four, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the appropriate use of adjacent property or be detrimental to public welfare. And we think that there probably have been many other variances granted in there. We don't think granting a variance would change the essential character because we think this condition runs pretty much throughout much of Bay Vista. And since there are homes built on either side of her four lots, this is not going to be, keep somebody else from building a home on those adjoining lots. And number five, the variance will, if granted, will represent the minimum that will afford relief and the least modification possible. So that's what's been asked for, is the minimum needed to approve the existing side yard setback as the proper setback. I would like to ask Mrs. Webb a few questions. Mrs. Webb, can you tell the board whether the statements I've made to them are essentially true and correct?
Yes, they're all true.
And are you the owner of these four 25-foot lots?
Yes.
And are there two homes located on those lots?
Yes.
How long ago you and your husband bought this property?
In the early 70s.
And did you all build the two houses that are on these four lots?
Yes.
Was your late husband a builder?
Yes, yeah.
What use have you made of these two properties over the years?
They've always been a rental property.
Okay. Before the houses were built, do you recall whether you or your husband obtained building permits?
Yes.
Have you paid the county taxes on these four lots and two houses over the past 30-plus years?
Yes.
Have you ever been notified that you've been in violation of the side yard setback?
No.
Did you recently make application to subdivide these four lots into two 50-foot lots?
Yes.
And in connection with that application, were you asked to have a survey made?
Yes.
Is that the survey that's before the board, which I'm showing you now?
Yes.
Okay. Did that survey indicate that you didn't have a 10-foot setback on the east side of those lots 62 and 64?
Yes.
Since the houses were built in the mid-1970s, have you added any improvements that encroached into that 9.1-foot side yard setback?
No.
So the east side of these houses are exactly as they were when they were built?
Yes.
Are you satisfied that you didn't knowingly create the situation?
Yes.
I made a statement earlier about what you would have to do in order to have a 10-foot side yard setback as being either demolishing or partially demolishing these two houses. Is that a correct explanation?
Yes.
If the variances are not granted, would it represent or result in exceptional practical difficulty or a hardship for you?
Yes.
Are the variances you have requested the minimum you need to have these variances approved so that the side yards would be set at 9.1 instead of 10 feet?
Yes.
Do you believe that granting these two variances would change the character of Bay Vista?
No.
That's pretty much our presentation. If you have questions, we'd be happy to try to answer them. We do understand that other similar variances have been granted in Bay Vista, which somewhat sets a precedent. If you don't have any questions and we've made a clear presentation, we would appreciate it if you could see fit to approve the variances as requested.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one, two, three. Those that would like to speak in opposition, would you please come forward at this time to be sworn in? Again, those that wish to speak, please come forward.
Would you all come forward here, please? Whoever's going to testify. Give the young lady your names and addresses, please.
Lori Conaty. Can you spell it for me? L-O-R-I-C-O-N-A-T-Y. Okay. And the address for down here or up there. I have it at this old address, 1034 First Street.
I'm not having that big of a crisis.
John Reichert, 0092 Crazy Lane.
Would you place your hands on the Bible, please? As the you swear a firm testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Speak from the podium one at a time, please.
Excuse me just a moment before we start. Any person or persons who have a yellow convertible that's sitting in front of the building, your lights are on. The guard just came in to inform us. Again, whoever has a yellow convertible.
Okay. The only thing I want to know is any additional water runoff. We've had a tremendous water problem between First Street and Basin Street. And what's happened, all these houses are going up there and there are no provisions for moving water off of either First Street or Basin Street, and it settles between their house, the house that's petitioning, and comes over in mine, which I never had water.
Do you understand what we're the hearing is about?
Yeah, a variance.
Their request right now, the house as it stands,
yeah,
is not in conformity with the ordinance in that it's 9/10 of a foot into the setback. They're not asking to build anymore or make any changes.
Oh,
they just want things to be the as they are.
Correct, what they already have.
So they start to come to have another variance to try to build there then.
Yes.
Yes.
If they wanted to add any more in outside of the building restriction line, yes, they would.
Yeah, they would.
And I have one other question: is the east setback in between the two properties that she owns, or is that on the outside of each?
Each of those building properties have a 10-foot side yard setback, including yours if you're right next door.
Right.
And it just so happens that theirs was built 9/10 of a foot into that setback, so they're only asking.
And the same thing going west.
On both properties.
On both properties.
Both properties.
Both properties on the east, the southeast side.
And there's no
like
problem.
To see the survey.
Have you seen the survey?
The only reason that they're here tonight is because that is one parcel right now. They want to subdivide it and make it two separate parcels for the two separate houses. So they're not asking to change anything.
Okay, because that's what I want to make sure that's what the intent is. That it's just to so that could subdivide them because the one house has already been sold, my understanding. And I just want to make sure that if that's been sold, that we give them the variance for this clearance, that they don't have the ability to come in and change the foundation of that house to encroach on mine, to me.
They on that side, they're requesting a variance? No, they would not be able to encroach any further without another variance.
Another hearing.
Now, it doesn't mean they can't build more on that property. It just means right now, as it sits, that's all that they can encroach into the setbacks, front, back, side, either way.
And that's it.
That's what I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ma'am.
Well, that's what they're here for,
okay.
For a variance. Yeah.
All right, I see.
That's all they're here for.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Richard. Okay. Great. Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Griffin and his applicant have addressed the standards for granting a variance very well. There is one that not created by an applicant. In order for this property to conform to the essential character of the neighborhood, I think that I would suggest that he's it's not being created by the applicant and it's subdividing the property. So I'd make a motion that we would approve case number 10,484 for a 0.9-foot variance on the side southeast side yard.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,484. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.